Rocker Glenn Danzig, punk rock explosion couldn't happen today due to cancel culture and woke bullshit. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 2, 2021. Glenn Danzig, who founded the rock band Misfits, said his band and the punk explosion could never happen today because of cancel culture and woke bullshit. The rocker added, "You won't have any of those kinds of bands ever again, because everyone's so uptight and PC." When asked about the meaning behind the Misfits song, Last Caress, Danzig told Rolling Stone, "It's just a crazy-ass song. We would do things just to piss people off." The lyrics to Last Caress read, in part, "I got something to say. I killed your baby today, and it doesn't matter much to me, as long as it's dead. Well, I got something to say, I raped your mother today. And it doesn't matter much to me, as long as she spread." "It was something else," Danzig said. "I don't think people will ever see anything like it again. There won't be any new bands coming out like that. Now, they will immediately get cancelled." When asked to explain what he meant by that, Danzig said, "People don't understand, because everything's so cancel culture, woke bullshit nowadays. You could never have the punk explosion nowadays, because of cancel culture and woke bullshit," the rocker continued. "You could never have it. It would never have happened. We're lucky it happened when it did, because it'll never happen again. You won't have any of those kinds of bands ever again," Danzig insisted. "Everyone's so uptight and PC, it's just like, okay, whatever." Danzig is not the only punk rocker to express his disdain for the woke culture of today. Sex Pistols frontman John Lydon, also known as Johnny Rotten, recently called wokeness a divisive political weapon being wielded by privileged, tempestuous, spoiled children, whom the media offer a platform to push their unpopular politically correct opinions. "Wokeness," Rotten said, "is a device used by the privileged to keep the working class in their place." Last October, Rotten confirmed that he was definitely voting for President Donald Trump in America's November 2020 presidential election. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler @alana, and on Instagram.